You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Last spring, the Texas Workforce Commission suspended requirements to search for work during the pandemic. They're now reinstating the work search requirements starting November 1st. If Texans receiving unemployment benefits don't do this, they risk losing those benefits. What exactly does the TWC mean, though, by work search? Here to talk about it, James Burnson. He is the agency's Deputy Director of Communications. Welcome to the Texas Standard, James.
Great to be here.
Why is the agency reinstating the work search requirement now? I mean, listeners may say, well, look, we're still in a pandemic, right?
Well, first of all, work search is a federal requirement for unemployment insurance. And it was suspended because at the time, it made no sense to require people to search for work when businesses weren't even open. And so what we're seeing now that businesses are opening and businesses have found out ways to work at socially distancing, having people work from home, the job opportunities are out there, and this is the appropriate time to bring back work search.
So what will jobless Texans need to do to prove they're looking for a job under terms of the TWC?
Well, there's a number of activities that count as work search. Not all of them are actually searching for work, although that's the prime focus. Simply registering on workintexas.com, for example, is one work search activity. You can search for jobs on workintexas.com or other job sites, or you can do things like you can go to a workforce development office around the state. We have 180 of these, and you can work with them to work on your resume or to look for job opportunities there. You can attend a virtual job fair, or you can even take training that we have available through several vendors.
Is there a certain time period that you need to be, say, furloughed or laid off that make it so that you have to meet this requirement? In other words, if you've been furloughed by your employer, do you also have to show that you're looking for a job, even if your employer is saying, well, when things get back to normal, we'll bring you back on?
Well, if your business has a definite return to work date that is within 12 weeks of the layoff, then you're exempt from the work search. If your return to work date is beyond 12 weeks, that can result in a waiver of work search at the discretion of TWC. You can certainly inform us and we can consider that as possibly exempting you.
For some listeners, their own business basically put food on the table. What do you tell business owners in a situation like this? Do they also have to show they're searching for a job?
Yes, that's a good question, because normally people who are self-employed would not qualify for unemployment benefits anyway, but because of the CARES Act and certain changes to deal with the pandemic, that has been extended to them. So for people who are self-employed, they would have to show some sort of activity to bring their business back. And that would almost be in a case-by-case basis, but they can document that activity and submit that in place of work search, and that would qualify for them.
What's the latest figure on claims right now? Do we have a sort of a high water mark that we reached? And when did that happen?
Certainly in April and May was our high water mark period of job claims. And we've seen that the number of new claims has gone down significantly since then. Essentially, in the last 7 months, we had 3 years of unemployment claims. But what we've also seen is a big turnaround in the unemployment numbers. Of course, this latest month, it went up a little bit. But in general, we've come down from 13% to right now just over 8%. So we've seen opportunities return, and we're definitely seeing signs that Texans want to get out there and get back to work.
James Burnson is Deputy Director of Communications for the Texas Workforce Commission. James, thanks for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
And by the way, we'll have a link over at texasstandard.org to resources for those wanting to find out more about the requirements for work search.